AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Israeli military has launched small ground raids into southern Lebanon targeting Hezbollah. Explosions have been seen and heard tonight near the border. The State Department says Israel has informed the U.S. about what it describes as limited operations. The AP's Joe Fetterman has more.
We see large number of tanks and ground troops near the border. Israeli officials also talk about the continued rocket fire coming out of Lebanon and the presence of Hezbollah fighters near the border.
The death toll from Hurricane Helene has reached at least 128 across six southeastern states. Sagar Magani reports President Biden plans to travel to North Carolina Wednesday for a briefing and aerial survey of Asheville, one of the hardest hit areas.
I'm here to tell every single survivor in these impacted areas that we will be there with you. As long as it takes.
The president says he intends to ask Congress for more disaster aid money, saying Helene wasn't just devastating, it was historic.
Entire Southeast and Appalachia. Damage from the hurricane stretches across at least 10 states.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A judge has struck down Georgia's abortion law.
The law took effect 2 years ago and effectively prohibits abortions beyond 6 weeks of pregnancy. In his order, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney wrote, "Liberty in Georgia includes in its meaning, in its protections, and in its bundle of rights, the power of a woman to control her own body, to decide what happens to it and in it, and to reject state interference with her health care choices." Governor Brian Kemp says once again, the will of Georgians and their representatives have been overruled by the personal beliefs of one judge. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Biden administration's again tightening asylum restrictions at the southern border. The rules will halt claims when officials deem the border overwhelmed. And a new report finds nearly 6,000 people in Haiti are starving. Nearly half the country's population is experiencing crisis levels of hunger or worse. This is AP News. The International Longshoremen's Association, which represents U.S. dock workers, is signaling 45,000 union members will walk off the job at midnight, likely shutting down 36 ports across the East and Gulf coasts. Together, they handle roughly half the goods shipped into and out of the U.S. And Seth Soutelle has the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street closed its latest winning month and quarter with more records. The S&P 500 climbed 0.4% Monday to an all-time high. The Dow added 17 points, that's less than 0.1%, to its record set on Friday. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. Wall Street has catapulted to records on hopes that the U.S. economy can keep growing while the Federal Reserve continues to bring interest rates down from their highest level in a generation. A big test will arrive on Friday. That's when the U.S. government offers its latest monthly update on the job market. In Asia, Japanese stocks tumbled, Chinese stocks soared. Seth Soutelle, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.